Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's going on, Dirty Dirty?
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
DA, how you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Monday, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Hey, that's all that really matters. And we thank you for being part of the DA show today. Coming your way in 20 minutes, we are stunned to a news. In 40 minutes, advanced analytics and your epic fail. Tonight is game 5 of the NBA Finals. The Nuggets with a chance to clinch their first world championship ever. Miami has been the epicenter of the sports world now for a couple of weeks. The Panthers getting all the way to the Stanley Cup Final. The Heat on this magical run is an 8 seed all the way to the NBA Finals, much like the Panthers mirroring a late season run to the postseason and then making a run while in the playoffs. Meantime, you also have Leo Messi, the best player in the world, one of the best players ever, perhaps the greatest player ever, saying yes to MLS and to Miami Inter FC. And so now we'll have a huge star on American soil. And add into that that the Marlins actually are above 500 and have a 400 hitter. And the Dolphins have big expectations. Not bad in South Florida these days. Joining us this morning here on the show to talk about the Messi move is a former U.S. men's national team player and standout, a current youth coach as well. Soccer fans know him very, very well. Joining us this morning on the program is Eddie Johnson. EJ, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How's everyone?
Doing great. Thanks so much for joining us. Are you surprised that with all the money that was available internationally for Messi that he decided to play at MLS?
I'm not surprised at all. We just see the growth of the game here in America, the quality of life. Like I said, the game's grown. The league's a fantastic league. It's developing some great young and up-and-coming players that the league has developed. And from my time to now in the last, 15, 20 years, the league's gotten a lot better. We've, been able to bring over stars, not later in their careers, but, at an age where they're still playing at a high level, where the kids can still, watch them play at their very best and keep growing the league. So I'm not surprised at all.
I want you to talk about that lifestyle because you played both here at MLS for a number of squads and you played in the Premier League at Fulham. So you know the very top tier of international soccer in the Premier League. But what is it that's attractive about playing here in the States, even if the league isn't as high and competitively as it is in the Premier League or others?
I think in Messi's case, we talk about challenges. And I think for soccer players in our careers, we always look for challenges that can keep us, hungry and passionate and keep evolving as players. And I think, he's done everything that he could possibly have done at the highest level in Europe as far as winning everything and playing for big clubs. And we talk about needing that other challenge. And then it's the off-the-field stuff, too, as well. Like we said, arguably he's the, most well-known athlete in the world, famous athlete in the world. But I think sometimes, coming to America where the sport's still growing and it has grown, where not everybody knows who Messi is. And for that sake, for his family, the personal life stuff, for his family to kind of, being normal and not everyone know him and the pressure. But like I said, the league, it's grown. I think he's at a fantastic age where he's still playing at the highest level. We look back at the World Cup. We look at what he's done in recent season and what he's done at PSG since he's moved thus far from Barcelona. And we can see he's still hungry, you know, and he still has things that he want to accomplish. And I think what better, you know, sporting figure at this, in the soccer world that we could have had come over here and help continue to grow the game. You know, he's a big player. He wants challenges. He's proven at the highest level to always rise to the occasion. And I think this is one of the biggest challenges probably in his career. And he wanted to accept it. And we couldn't have for a better influence like him in our league right now.
Eddie Johnson played a decade for the U.S. men's national team, was a member of the 2006 World Cup squad for the U.S. He played a number of years at MLS as well and is now a youth soccer coach. And I want to know, from your perspective, how do you think Messi's transfer here to the States will affect the youth game here in the country?
Well, we always talk about in this country, even in my day when we're playing, is you know, how the sport needs to grow, and you know, having all the resources we have here in America, as far as you know, we have the best athletes in the world, arguably, and then just from a soccer standpoint, how can we create the right pathways for the kids and get the right resources here to be able to compete against the Brazils of the world, the Argentines of the world, or produce the Messis of the world, or produce the Neymars of the world. And, you know, when I was done playing, you know, one of my passions and my goals is to keep, you know, the sport growing and giving the sport back everything it gave me. If you look at the rest of the world, you see a lot of formal players, you know, working at the grassroots level. For me, I think it's, you know, as a young, inspiring soccer player growing up, if you have a Clint Dempsey as your, or Landon Donovan as your youth coach, you know, that extra, you're going to be extra motivated and you're going to have the extra passion. You're going to listen. You're going to be focused. Your concentration is going to be a lot better having that influence in front of you every day. And I think, you know, what he does as far as, you know, coming over here, like we said, being arguably the best, you know, player of all in the sporting in the sport, you know, having kids see him up in person, having an influence like that, you know, not only from the soccer views, but the non-soccer views that don't know the sport, but having a module like that where everyone knows him in the world, I think he's going to bring a lot of more attention to the game, like the likes of the Beckhams, the Henrys that have come over to the MLS and the impact that they've made. I think this is going to be the one. I think it was a great job, great timing from MLS. Like I said, where the league's grown. You know, we've already started our academy programs in the MLS, and those academies are doing really, really well as far as, you know, putting kids in an environment, professional environment at a young age, and kind of showing them what it takes and what it looks like to get at the highest level and being amongst some of the best youth players every day, grinding every day to get to top. So I think it's going to have a huge effect. We also talk about, you know, not only from a technical and you know, physical and a visual standpoint, I think, you know, having him over too as well. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about while I was on too as well is the, you know, as a youth mentor is, you know, not only from, you know, a skillful level or a tactical level or technical level, we always talk about visual too as well. And the visual aspect of the game can be difficult sometimes. So one of the things I was able to do and add to what I was doing to help players further develop is I collaborated with Trace. And so Trace is a technology device where kids, you know, they wear these devices on games or in trainings where you can track data of the players, you know, and how they're moving, how they're playing, where they're receiving the ball. Just, you know, how I design my training sessions and stuff as far as, you know, making the kids a lot more technically gifted and tactically sound. You know, I think, you know, having things like that too as well, incorporating those things a part of, you know, the program and what I'm doing, you know, puts these kids in a better situation as far as their understanding of the game and growing the game, you know, so we can, you know, to one day produce, you know, the next Messi too here in America too as well.
Well, Trace is really cool. It's an AI video highlights company, and parents can use this. And so you can subscribe to a plan. And what it does is it tracks your child throughout the entire match, throughout the entire game, and then you, through that technology, have instantaneous highlights at your disposal. You track in on the data, as Eddie was just talking about, and you're able to share it and rewind it and rewatch it and share it with your family, etc. So this is a very interesting new technology. And boy, Eddie, much different than when you and I are growing up playing youth soccer, when the only chance my parents are going to have to see me is if they actually drive to the middle school or the Sunday soccer field to see me. There definitely was not a device to track our every movement. The world has changed for a youth soccer player, huh?
Absolutely. And, you know, just wanted to go back a little bit to what I was, what I touched on about the Trace device and how beneficial it is. And one of the reasons why, you know, I partner with them and collaborate with them is we know from a physical standpoint, you know, the American player physically can, you know, can play against, you know, any player in the world from a physical standpoint. But it's, for me, it's the, it's the technical skills and the tactical aspect of the game, and then, you know, visually, you know, back in our day, we didn't have these devices where we can go back and watch, you know, games and break down games and or go see on the field, you know where I was receiving the ball, what third I was making the most impact, where I wasn't receiving, when I wasn't playing good, where I wasn't receiving the ball, where I wasn't getting on the ball. You know, so having this now, for me, I think visually it's so much better now, where a lot of the things that we talk about and the importance about developing these technical and technical skills and these attributes that are going to allow these kids to solve problems on the skills and on the field and the importance behind them. I think visually now it helps the kids so much more better. You know, when you're talking about formations and you're playing certain systems and certain channels and certain thirds, kids got to move and play in. I think from a technicality standpoint, visually the kids can now be able to process it and identify it more and understand it more and comprehend more when they're on the field, and as well as parents too. You know, you always have those parents are saying, you know, well, why isn't my kid playing? You know, my kid should be playing. Well, now what's amazing about the device too as well is that, you know, every parent has like a code or a login where they can specifically go and not only watch just their kids, but compare their kids to the other kids and seeing who's, which kid's working harder, who's a lot sharper, who's impacting the game a lot more. So then for me, you know, like I said, being a mentor and an influence in the younger grassroots areas, we know parents, every parent think their kid's going to be the next superstar. But, you know, you have this device so we can say, look, here, this is why your kid's not playing, because such and such is way more impactful. You know, and if your
that
kid
helps.
Want to play.
That helps when you get into, you know, with parents wondering why their kid isn't starting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's been a huge plus too as well. And I just think from a competitive standpoint too, visually the kids get to see, you know, like, look, this is my competition. If I want to be on the field and play maximum minutes, this, I got to prove in these areas, and this is why. But then also, I said it too, as far as sessions, you know, how I'm able to break down my sessions and cater to and making sure I'm catering to all audience. Because, you know, like I said, you know, visually not every kid picks up on things right away. Some kids learn at a lot faster rates than others. But it also helps me identify and design my sessions, you know, so catering to everyone, you know, and making sure everyone's progressing and developing at the same time.
Very good. Eddie Johnson joining us this morning here on the show, U.S. Men's National Team standout, MLS legend as well, and a youth soccer coach using Trace, an AI video highlights company. Eddie, thanks so much for the time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Eddie Johnson joining us this morning on the transfer of Messi, saying that he thinks that this is going to be huge for youth soccer because it just brings another huge star. And I think that that's fair here in the States. It brings a huge star notoriety. You know, for kids, this is such a different era if you're a soccer fan. I was a soccer fan back in the 80s and 90s, and there was nowhere to get content. There were no matches on TV. There was no internet so you could see what was going on elsewhere. It was so limited, and so you felt very isolated. Really, the 94 World Cup exploded that, and then MLS happened, and suddenly we had soccer here in the States regularly on TV. And then the internet happened, and this generation of young people have Messi highlights at their disposal on their phones or on their computers, on the tablets. And so they grew up wearing Messi jerseys and seeing every one of his highlights. because it's totally accessible. So now you have him in the States. Kids know him. And so I do think it's a big win for MLS in that way as well. Tonight is Game 5 NBA Finals. And if Jokic does win a championship tonight, let me give you the list that he joins of multi-time NBA MVPs that have a ring, okay? And, of course, he would have the NBA Finals MVP award as well. So this is the list of guys that Jokic would join tonight if he wins. Giannis, 2 MVPs and a championship. Steph, 2 MVPs and a lot of championships. Tim Duncan, Bob Pettit from back in the 50s, Magic, Larry, Moses Malone, who was a 3-time MVP and won the 83 championship with the Sixers, LeBron, Wilt, Michael, Russell, Kareem. Is that not an amazing list to add to if Jokic does this tonight? And I'm blown away that the Nuggets have gotten this far without much resistance. I thought they would be in some very precarious positions based on their lackadaisical approach oftentimes to defense. But they have just stomped everybody. And Jokic has been elite every step of the way. He doesn't take nights off. There isn't a, what happened to Jokic in Game 3? Invisible moment. He hasn't shrunk from big moments. He's perhaps the best passing big man of all time. He's perhaps one of the best passers of any position in the NBA's history. He has multiple MVPs. There is an argument to be made he should be the MVP this year. And if he has a championship, again, the only current players that have done that, multiple MVPs and a championship, Giannis, Steph, LeBron, he would join that company. And then all-time, Duncan, Pettit, Magic, Larry, Moses, Wilt, Michael, Russell, Kareem. What a select company to join if he can do this. When we come back here on the show, I've had my share of Mr. Mom moments. Things going haywire. We're going to talk about that next, and we'll get to Stunned to a News. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Choose your weapon. Peeps with salsa or a kielbasa to the face. The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
22 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Podcasts of the show always available. You can listen to the full 4 hours of the best of the show every single morning. So get your DA fix on demand. Search The DA Show on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe, rate, and review. That helps other people find it. Also, you can subscribe to the PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast. That's also on the normal DA Show podcast feed. And One Giant Step, Mraz's Giants podcast, and New York Accent. As I've spoken to a couple of athletes and entertainers that I really have enjoyed spending some long-form time with. Bernie Williams a couple of weeks ago was total class act. I really enjoyed my conversation with him. He was always one of the likable Yankees of those 90s and 2000s teams you couldn't hate because he was just such a nice guy. And now he's an acclaimed guitarist. He's just such a smart, cool guy. That's one of the most recent episodes of New York Accents. Before we get to Stunned to a News, I feel like every first-time dad, or maybe just dads in general, have these moments, but I've certainly had my fair share, where it feels like you're Michael Keaton and Mr. Mom and everything's going wrong at the same time. Yesterday, one of those moments, big day for little AJ, first road trip. He's just under 3 weeks old. Mommy had some work to do at the house, had to build out a presentation that she's got for work. So I said, I'll take AJ. We're going to go on a road trip. We're going to go to Grandma and Grandpa's house.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go to my parents' house. So first time, we had gone to the doctor with him, but pediatrician, what have you. But we really hadn't left for the day. So I packed up everything for the day, and we're off and running. Okay, so first time dad, first time road trip. Stick and make sure we got the the diapers in the diaper bag. Okay, make sure we got the swaddle. What's the right swaddle? I got the I got my favorite swaddle. My wife has a different favorite swaddle. Got the right swaddle for me. Okay. Stack this. Got the blanket in case he falls asleep. Okay, got that. Got the pacifiers in case he needs to do that. Make sure you mix some formula. Going to be away from mommy. He can't be feeding at the farm. He's got to be on the road. It's a road game. So I'm mixing the formula, got two bottles, put them in the insulated bag, make sure that the ice packs are on there. I think we're good to go. I'm even impressing myself. All right, AJ, let's get into the car seat, strap them in, hop in the car. One good thing, oh, God bless, he likes to be in the car and driving. He likes that movement. He calms down, so we're in the car. He's cool. He's calm. He's collected. This is great. He's looking around. All right. Boom. We're going to let mommy do work. She's been up all hours of the night for 3 weeks. Let her finally just have some space to herself. She's happy as a clam. Great. We go to grandma and grandpa's house, and we spend the day. It's going well. He's bright-eyed. He's bushy-tailed. Everybody is kissing him and loving up on him and watching him. Oh, this is great. Finally, about 3 hours, maybe 2 hours in, he starts to get a little antsy. He wants to feed. He wants to eat. Totally cool. Okay. My mom goes, hey, where's the bottle? I go, let me go get the bottle from the fridge. I'm on top of it. She goes, well, where's the bottle? I grab it. Okay. And I have it sealed to make sure that no air gets out. And she goes, okay, so where's the nipple? And I'm like, the nipple.
Oh, no.
The nipple.
Oh, no.
Let me check the bag. Not in the bag. Let me check the insulated bag. Not in the bag. Let me run out to the car. And now he's getting more and more fevered pitch because he's hungry. He's about to eat. And we don't have the nipple. I had packed formula, two bottles, everything insulated, everything. And I had forgotten the nipple.
Oh, no.
I forgot the bottle nipple. I'm like, no. Oh, my God. So now it's a fever pitch. What do we do? Do we leave AJ here? Do I run back home to get the nipple? Do I bring him? I'm like, okay, he's getting chaotic. He's hungry. I'll take him with me so that he doesn't have to wait till meet for me to come back. He can eat when I get the nipple at the house. Put him in the car. Okay, he's getting antsy, but we're back in the car. He's okay. We get back home. My wife goes, you know what? We'll just nurse him for now. He can go directly to the creamery, direct to source. Okay. And then I grab the nipple for me to go back to my parents' house. In the meantime, he doesn't get the full meal because we're kind of doing this like quick bang, bingo, bango. So we get back in the car. Okay, we're going to go back to grandma and grandpa's house. Okay, so I've forgotten the nipple. This has created quite chaos. It was going smoothly. Daddy dum-dum forgets this. We get back in the car. He immediately starts screaming bloody murder. I mean, he has now had the thing that he loves most taken away from him in the middle of this meal, and he does not want to wait for me to get back to grandma and grandpa's house. It was only like a 10-minute drive. Screaming, 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 and now I'm trying to drive. We're not a mile out of my house, and he's screaming. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? I have heard that classical music helps. Let's put on some classical music. I start punching Sirius XM. I have it punched up on a memory. What do you call that? Like a quick dial on my
preset.
In my car.
A preset.
Preset. Yes, preset. Thank you. On my car for this moment. I'm like, you know what? It might work in a moment. I'm in my wife's car because that's where you have the setup for the car seat.
The bass.
I'm scrolling through every channel on Sirius XM. I scrolled through CBS Sports Radio 3 different times. 158, going through the entire catalog. I can't find it. He's screaming. He's screaming.
You should have just stuck with a Ron Flatter interview ahead of Belmont. You would have been fine.
I'm trying to find this. I'm trying to hit the turn signal. I hit the hazards. Now my hazards are on, and I don't know where the hazards button is. So I've got the music I don't want, AJ is screaming, and my hazards are on. I am driving the entire way like in a funeral procession. I've got my hazards on the entire drive. As I try to find the right button, I hit the wrong gear. I don't know how to kick it out of the overdrive gear. So now the car is not driving the way that I want. The hazards are on. He's screaming, and I'm still not listening to the music that I want. I'm like, oh my God, I'm Michael Keaton, Mr. Mom. Everything is going wrong. Everything. I finally just am like, oh my God, I'm a mess. And I just figure, turn off the radio. Let's just drive with the hazards at a normal speed. Let's just get the car to a normal speed. And let's just see if he calms down. He doesn't. But we're driving at normal speed. We've got the hazards on. And I go, Hail Mary. I'm going to start singing to him.
No.
Wouldn't you know it? Singing to AJ worked. I sang in a low baritone voice. AJ, food is coming. AJ,
oh my
food
God.
Is coming. Food is coming. But when he was in the womb, I always talked to him. I always would put my mouth up to my mom, to his mom's belly, would talk to AJ through it, let him know how the day was, let him know what Mraz did on the show today, let him know that we're excited to see him coming into the world. We can't wait to meet him. Bing, bang, the other thing, what we're eating for dinner, you know, what Bogus said about Canadian bacon, all that type of stuff. So he recognizes my voice, I think, from just talking to him, and so that calmed him down. So I actually got him to the house, but the moment that I parked that car, he wanted none of the singing. It was like freak out mode again. Are we ready to eat? So he's got the appetite of his dad. Again, wow. As Iron Eagle said, his dad, though, he needs to be better in big game situations. It was crunch time, and I melted down yesterday.
You didn't melt down. Look, you, every time a dad throws an interception, there's usually four behind it. So you were right. I've had those moments, and they are overwhelming, and you freak out. So no, you handled that totally fine. I would argue
solo missions are tough.
Yeah, it's tough. I would argue had you forgotten the nipple the first time, maybe you're not in this mess with a baby to begin with. But either way, I would not forget it.
I had another Mr. Mom moment as well. When I had him, and I think the Bourbon Bill was sleeping, so I wanted to be quiet. We're downstairs in the kitchen. He's starting to cry. You know what? We'll get him out of the nursery so she doesn't wake up. I'm going to mix your formula. He's in one hand. I'm mixing the formula in the other hand. We're going to get this going. You know what? He's starting to calm down. I've got the bottle in his mouth, and now I'm going to put him in the car seat, okay, so that he has a stable area, and I've got a seltzer that was in the freezer getting cold on one of those hot days. I break it out. I got the bottle in one hand. I crack it open, and it had frozen just enough to where it exploded all over me. So now I am drenched in seltzer, in acai berry flavored whatever seltzer, as I'm trying to feed a crying baby going, again, this is Michael Keaton and Mr. Mom. I just look like the biggest doofus dad ever.
Get ready. You have about 40 more of those moments coming. So
I'm sure. That was the weekend that was. And standing by with our headlines, here is a kind sir, Mr. Andrew Bogish.
DA, these headlines sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with Life Electronic Device and Pete Health Insurance. It would take a boil-like collapse for the Nuggets not to win the NBA title. Teams that have taken a 3-1 lead in the finals have won the crown 35 out of 36 times. Nikola Jokic says it's business as usual tonight in Game 5 with the Heat in Denver.
It's not going to be emotions. It's going to be a job that we need to do to be done. You know, I think we're ready. We're going to be locked in and ready to go. And it's just going to be a game that we need to win.
This would be the first NBA title in Nuggets history. Tip-off is shortly after 6:30 local time. Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra had no update yesterday on Tyler Hero, who still has not returned from his broken hand.
What
roughly
are they waiting for? The dude is cleared for practice and now in a must-win game or elimination. It's not an ACL or a shoulder. He's not allowed to play with a bruised bone or whatever.
Don't want to injure him further before they trade him for Lillard.
Well, no, it was not filling in for you, DA. It was when I was on Writer's Show last week. We had Mitch Lawrence, NBA writer, on. He said that there was concern around Miami that bringing a Hero back would mess up their rhythm, and he's a liability on defense. They weren't sure, like, actually how beneficial him coming back would be. But now down 3-1, none of that matters anymore. Like, you need everybody to possibly do something good for you.
Especially as they struggled from the outside again.
Right.
So they need him. But the way the Heat have framed it is the doctors won't clear him. This conspiracy theory would be that he's cleared by the doctors, but this is their convenient excuse not to activate him.
Or they're not necessarily begging for him to play. Like the way the situation had set up is they were worried about messing up the rhythms of Martin and Vincent and the other guys, but now no one's got a rhythm and they're down 3-1, so they just need anybody. So if he doesn't play tonight, that means he just physically can't play.
Right.
If you haven't listened to One Giant Step or An Inconvenient Bluth, Saquon Barkley still has not signed his franchise tag tender or a long-term deal with the Giants. He said yesterday that sitting out the upcoming season is a possibility, but
I said I want to be a Giant for life. This is where I want to be. And at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, something that respectable. It's all about respect. And that's really what it is.
There is a little more than a month left for Barkley and the Giants to agree on a long-term deal. The Red Sox finished Sunday on the diamond with a 3-2 win in 10 at Yankee Stadium. The deciding run courtesy of a Kike Hernandez RBI single. In the afternoon, the Rays took their rubber game with the Rangers 7-3. The Blue Jays stunned the Twins 7-6 on Kevin Biggio's 3-run homer bottom nine. And the Orioles thumped the Royals 11-3 for a 3-game sweep. Baltimore is 17 games over 500 for the first time since July of 2016.
Wow. College, Chris Davis years.
College baseball now. Oral Roberts, the school, not the toothbrush kings, headed to the Men's College World Series for just the second time ever, taking the finale of their best of three at Oregon yesterday. They are the lowest seed to reach Omaha in 12 years. There are two spots left open. Southern Miss Tennessee and Texas Stanford play their finales later today. And the Seattle Storm retired Sue Bird's number 10 after yesterday's 71-65 loss to the Mystics. The ceremony took roughly 3 hours because Bird spoke for over 90 minutes.
Stop it.
I am not kidding.
No.
Yep.
She did a TED Talk?
She did a TED Talk for 90 plus minutes, and there is still more than an hour of actual ceremony. So you watched an entire WNBA game, and then you were locked in for 3 hours of Sue Bird.
Come on. So let's just say the WNBA game was 2.5 hours. That's a 5.5 hour day at the arena?
And I mean,
had to have gotten booed, right?
An all-timer, but nobody needs a 3-hour retirement ceremony. Not Jordan, not Gretzky, nobody.
Sometimes, you know, with football, you get these retirement ceremonies during halftime, and they break in for like 30 seconds of it, then go back out to commercial break.
Right.
And I think an NFL halftime is 14 minutes, something like that. Could you imagine if we paused Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football and let Brady do a 90-minute speech, and then there was an hour more of ceremony, and then we played the second half?
I was at the night Tom Coughlin got in the Giants Ring of Honor, and they actually had to start wheeling the stage off as he was still speaking. I'm not even kidding.
I mean, seriously, last weekend was the Mets Hall of Fame, and they had four speakers. The whole thing took, I think, maybe 40 minutes or so. Everybody got about 10 minutes. And it was like a smattering of applause. Most of the upper deck is empty. It's like, let's get to the game now. Imagine putting that in the middle of baseball game for 90 minutes.
Well, this is why you have to leave it in game or before the game so they know it can't be long. But you put it after the game, afternoon game, the whole day is free. So they just took their time having fun.
I 100% walk out. If I've already seen the game and it's been that long, I walk out. There's no way I make it that long, 90 minutes.
What was she doing, hosting 2 hours of a show?
But, like, at what point do you go, oh, no, this is really, like, what's the actual, because you're sitting there going, this is long, should I leave? Maybe she's almost done. No, she's not done. And then she's done. You're like, okay, fine. And then they keep going. I mean, I don't know when you actually have the decision to get up and walk out.
They need to play music at some point.
Like, it's the Oscars.
Yeah.
I mean, this could be stunned to a news because my commencement speaker at graduation might have went a half hour and we were like, oh, God, can we wrap this up here? And that's 30 minutes. If she would have went 90, and I love Sue Bird. I mean, Sue Bird is one of the all-time legends. But what can you say for 90 minutes?
I know.
What can you do? Are you hosting a podcast? Are you hosting two podcasts?
I mean, I'd rather you do that. Put some headsets on, sit at a desk. At least that like becomes a different kind of show. You're sitting at a lectern telling me about your high school days all the way through now? That's a lot.
Rapino must have gotten up there to do other stuff.
Doing soccer drills.
I mean, wow. 90-minute TED Talk from Sue Bird.
The Disgrace.
Unbelievable.
Disgrace. And no, that
she should fill in for the show when there's a summer for idea.
And no, that was not Stunned to a News.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news. Oh.
This is an update on a stunned delivered by one Greg Caserta during an off DA. Greg did erroneously report the story at the beginning, so full details now. University of South Florida professor Joseph DeRudy ended his time underwater at 100 days on Friday.
Whoa.
Dr. Deep Sea, as he's now called, went under on March 1st, spending the 3+ months in a scuba diver's lounge 30 feet down in a lagoon in Key Largo. Whoa. Greg said he was coming up daily. He was not. He was underwater for the entire time. Now, along the way, he broke the Guinness World Record for most time underwater, but that was not the point of this. It was a scientific study trying to figure out what such an environment would do to the human body. And apparently one of the things it does because of the pressure is shrink you. He lost a half inch of height. Wow. In these 100 days underwater. He also slept better, had lower cholesterol, and less inflammation in his body. There's more research to do, bigger papers to publish and whatnot, but they think maybe, they hope, that living like this might give us some clues to extending life expectancy.
What was in the lounge?
So it's like described as like a mini hotel. I don't understand. And it wasn't built for this. It was already there. I guess scuba, like, do you need to take a break when you're scuba diving? I don't think so. But it was just like a bunch of square rooms that he was hanging out in for 100 days.
Yeah.
How can he sleep underwater?
I just want to know, do you guys consider this guy smart or an idiot?
Smart. He's a professor.
Right. I mean, and if something good comes out of this, I guess he's smart.
So here's Stunner News. He grew up 3/4 of a mile from Bob's Bar.
No.
Yes. The other side of the dead end is where his house was. He graduated Lindenhurst High School, which is the next neighboring town to West Babylon High School. So for all the Long Island education people out there, this guy literally lived for most of his life 3/4 of a mile from where I was living.
I oftentimes consider people heroes if they're willing to do something that I would never be willing to do. There's no way I would live underwater for 100 days. There's no way. I would go totally stir crazy. I'd be totally terrified. I'd be claustrophobic. And when he comes up, when he surfaces after 100 days, he's got a smile on his face. He doesn't have sea legs. He like walks up the dock. He's like waving at everybody. I mean, to me, that would be the most terrifying punishment ever, to be trapped under the sea for 100 days, sleeping with a scuba gear on? What do you do to kill time? Look at coral? Come on.
Well, he was still teaching his classes virtually at the University of South Florida. So
what?
I'm wondering now if this thing was like pressurized. Yeah, I'm looking at a picture now. Whatever he was in, he was able to like live in it without air tanks and whatever. So he like sat there on his computer and taught virtually during the day.
Now. Okay, so that's a little bit better because it's like going into a cave or a treehouse.
Right.
Or something.
So he was not masked up. He was not wet the whole time. He was on dry land in a pressurized container.
Still totally claustrophobic.
Yes.
If you're telling me I've got to live 3.5 months at the bottom of the ocean in a tank and try to live a normal life and teach? Are you kidding me?
Could you imagine Pete the Body being the teacher assistant at the school, having to connect the guy from under the sea for all 100 days of the classes? Can he just come above water already? I'm so tired of the glitching. Why does the guy need to be underwater when he teaches the class?
It's true.
How the hell did your neighborhood create you and this guy?
I did not know this at the first time Caserta read the story. This is a big story on Long Island that he's being granted a hero. He might get the welcome to wherever sign over me now. Dr. Fisher.
Yeah, Dr. Deep Sea.
Yeah. What a scene. He's totally overshadowed me.
What a success story to survive what you couldn't and creating maybe impactful scientific data.
Welcome to West Babylon, home of Dr. Deep Sea. And then there's a little board that says, oh, and Mraz from the DA show as well. When we come back, advanced analytics and your epic fail, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
No one knows what analytics is. They think it's like a bunch of nerds doing math, which I don't know, maybe that's what it is.
It's time now for the mothership's advanced analytics.
After Bernie, the Heat mascot, got sent to the hospital after Conor McGregor kicked the bleep out of him, as a team mascot, which form of pain would you rather? Getting punched by McGregor or leveled by Jamal Adams like Pat Patriot did? 73% of you say leveled by Jamal Adams. McGregor is a trained plumber. He was a plumber before getting into MMA. Jamal Adams, a big fan of veggie burgers, and perhaps no mascot in America, had it worse than Long Island Ducks mascot Quacker Jack, getting harassed by Peter Schwartz's kids for souvenirs between every inning of every game they attend. Nice. Let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. Mraz, we were discussing, better to be a booze hound and drug addict or overweight if you want to hit 85. Here's your fail.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Now, I would say that there are certainly fat people where you could tell. You know, the ones, again, where they need to bathe outside on the porch. Those are the kind of ones that I would agree.
Now you can take shots now.
I do love kielbasa.
Worse than, you know, hard drugs. But I think, you know, your average fit fatty like me is not as in bad a shape as Lawrence Taylor is with all the drugs he's using.
Well, that's right. If you're 20 pounds overweight, you're doing way better than LT.
Boo Jamo!
20 pounds overweight and that versus doing a lot of cocaine, a lot of strippers, and a lot of booze over the course of 40 years, yeah, you're doing way better. I think it comes to the point where if you're 50 pounds overweight. Once you get into those, you know, it's like when you go to Disney, when you see those people.
The hamburger is good because the bread is something special about the bread.
The bowling alleys.
It's not a small world there. You're right.
Those are the overweight people that you got to worry about, because that's 50 to 75 pounds over what their playing weight should be.
The people where above their knees are so fat, it starts to look like a hot dog bun. Yes, those people.
Yes, those people are not making 82 like Pete Rose.
There's something about the bread in those Shake Shack hamburgers. I can't figure out what they do to the bread.
Also, it does beg the question.
That's the most walking they do all year.
Oh, there's no question. That's the best cardiovascular they get. for years.
I love the pot shots here taken by Mraz and these guys.
Oh, I've never been one of the fat people at Disney. I know, but TA's right.
The bread is just incredibly good.
They can't stop getting those Mickey pretzels.
Like he's Fred Fitness.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Before we get out of here, I want to read a tweet from Comeback Kid, who says, guys, happy to say I'm back listening to you. I was seeing a woman the last few months and loved talking to her every morning on the phone, but it took away from listening to you guys. Glad to be back full time. Bogus had mentioned you only missed 114 things now that'll be inside jokes. And Comeback Kid said, I'd still listen here and there and try to catch the show on YouTube, just my focus can be back to you guys. Have you ever been in a relationship where you wanted to talk to the other person every single day on the phone?
No, I can't.
I can't say that I have.
And that's probably why it's done now. I would assume they broke up. How could you want to do that?
I mean, and I love my wife, but she didn't want to talk to me every day on the phone. That's for sure.
Oh, man. That's horrible.
So Comeback Kid, welcome back after maybe a too clingy of a relationship. Welcome back to the DA Show. All right, thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bellotti on the Wheels of Steel and audio director. Thanks to Andrew Bogish on your headlines. And the Wizard of Watch DA is Andrew Kaplan. We are only 4 days away from Bob's Bar. Be good and be good to one another. I'm DA. We will see you tomorrow. The Mothership disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.